Grab a coffee. We're going to talk through the current market for selling a care home in the UK. Why 2026 is shaping up to be a very significant year for owners. The UK care home sector has become one of the most active markets for mergers and acquisitions in the country. Data from Knight Frank showed that UK healthcare property transactions hit a record £12 billion in 2025. That was more than three times the five-year annual average of £2.4 billion. That momentum has not slowed. If you own a care home and are considering a sale, this might be the most favourable seller's market in at least a decade. The numbers really do tell the story. Welltower, the American healthcare real estate investment trust, spent £6.4 billion in a single quarter to acquire Barchester Healthcare and HC1. That's for nearly 500 care homes and almost 30,000 beds. Foundation Partners bought Hertford Care for £100 million. Care Trust entered the UK market with a £448 million acquisition of Care REIT. These aren't isolated events. They represent a structural shift in how global capital views UK adult social care. We'll cover what your care home business might be worth in 2026, who the buyers are, how to prepare for a sale, and how to manage the CQC regulatory process that makes care home transactions quite unique. So first, what is your care home worth in 2026? Valuations depend on several factors, but the primary driver remains EBITDA. That's earnings before interest, tax, depreciation, and amortization. Or EBITDARM for investors who are more focused on the real estate component. Knight Frank's 2025 review showed average EBITDARM margins growing to just over 30%. That's up 4 percentage points from the prior year. Average weekly fees reached nearly £1,300, up almost 10% year on year. The multiple a buyer will pay depends on a few things: the size of the home, its CQC rating, the funding mix, and the property tenure. For context, a well-run 40-bed residential care home with £300,000 EBITDA, a good CQC rating, and freehold property might trade at 7 to 8 times its EBITDA. That would produce a sale value of between £2.1 million and £2.4 million. A group of five homes generating £1.5 million combined EBITDA, with consistent good ratings and a mix of nursing and residential beds, could command 8 to 9 times EBITDA. That would be between £12 million and £13.5 million. Property tenure matters significantly. Freehold care homes often attract materially higher multiples because the buyer acquires both the business and the underlying real estate. Leasehold operations carry lease renewal risk and rent escalation, which can discount the multiple by up to 2 times. Homes rated requires improvement typically trade at 5 to 6 times EBITDA or lower, regardless of other factors. Now, who is buying UK care homes in 2026? The buyer pool has expanded dramatically. The days when care home sales meant finding a local operator willing to pay £50,000 to £80,000 per bed are fading. Today's market includes international REITs, sovereign wealth funds, private equity firms, and large corporate groups. They are all competing for quality assets. Welltower is now a dominant force in UK care homes. Following its acquisitions, it now controls a £10 billion UK portfolio. Welltower's appetite for UK care homes shows no sign of slowing. The company has described the UK as a key destination for international capital. HC1 itself has been active as a consolidator, acquiring 36 homes from Ideal Care Homes before its own sale to Welltower. Barchester Healthcare operates over 240 homes. Signet Healthcare was the most active trade buyer in the first three quarters of 2025, alongside Potens, Amaya Care Homes, and Hatford. Care Trust, as we mentioned, entered the UK market with its £448 million acquisition of Care REIT. US capital has accounted for a high proportion of UK transaction volumes, and this cross-border appetite is expected to continue into 2026 and beyond. For owners of smaller care home businesses, our advisory service can identify which of these groups and their regional acquisition teams are actively seeking assets in your geography. The same consolidation dynamics driving record veterinary practice acquisition activity are now firmly established in the care home sector. with private equity firms and REITs competing for quality assets across UK healthcare. So what do buyers look for? Every serious buyer runs the same core analysis. First, the CQC rating. A good or outstanding rating is non-negotiable for most institutional buyers. A requires improvement rating will either kill the deal or significantly discount the price. Then there's the occupancy rate. The national average is almost 86%. Homes operating above 90% signal strong local demand and good management. The funding mix is also important. Self-funded or private pay residents generate higher fees and margins than local authority-funded residents. A higher ratio of self-funded beds typically drives a premium multiple, property condition and tenure. Freehold, purpose-built, or well-maintained converted homes with modern facilities attract the strongest interest. Management independence is another key factor. If you are deeply involved in the daily running of the home, the business has a key person risk. Buyers will discount for this. Buyers pay more when the home operates without daily involvement from the owner. A strong registered manager and stable staff team de-risk the transition. Finally, nursing capability. Homes registered for both residential and nursing care access a wider pool of residents and command higher weekly fees. Preparing your care home for sale is crucial. Preparation is the difference between an average exit and a premium one. You should really start at least 12 months before you plan to market the business. The first step is securing and maintaining your CQC rating. This is the single most important factor. If your home is rated good, do everything to protect that rating. If it requires improvement, address the shortfalls before going to market. The CQC has committed to completing 9,000 assessments by September 2026 under the new single assessment framework, so the likelihood of an inspection before or during a sale process is high. From February 2026, the CQC introduced stricter registration requirements. Incomplete applications are now immediately rejected. If your sale involves an asset transfer requiring buyer re-registration, both you and the buyer need to be prepared with detailed business plans, 2-year financial forecasts, evidence of legal occupancy, service user guides, and staff training plans. Next, strengthen your financial performance. Buyers focus on EBITDA and EBITDA margins. Knight Frank's 2025 data shows the sector average EBITDA margin at just over 30%. If your home is below that, identify where costs can be reduced without compromising care quality. Common areas include agency staff reliance, which is a major red flag for buyers, catering and housekeeping contracts, energy costs, and insurance and maintenance contracts. Occupancy is the other critical lever. Every empty bed is lost revenue. If your home has admittable vacancies above the 10.8% national average, focus on marketing, hospital discharge relationships, and local authority referral pathways before listing the business. Reduce owner dependency. As mentioned, if you are the registered manager, the nominated individual, or the person residents and families know by name, the business has a key person risk. Buyers will discount for this. Ideally, you should have an experienced registered manager who has been in post for at least 12 months before the sale, with the home demonstrably operating without your daily involvement. Clean your records. CQC notifications, complaints records, safeguarding logs, staff DBS checks, medication audit trails, fire risk assessments, maintenance records, all of these will be scrutinized during due diligence. Missing or disorganized records slow the process and create doubt in the buyer's mind about how well the home is managed. Finally, understand your property position. If you own the freehold, get a current RICS valuation. If you operate under a lease, review the terms, particularly around change of control clauses, rent review mechanisms, and remaining lease length. A lease with fewer than 15 years remaining will concern most buyers. The care home sale process itself. A typical UK care home sale takes 6 to 12 months from initial marketing to completion. The timeline is often longer than in other sectors because of the CQC regulatory requirements. It starts with valuation and preparation, which takes about 1 to 2 months. Your advisor produces a detailed valuation based on financial performance, property, CQC rating, local market conditions, and comparable transactions. This is also when you address any gaps identified during preparation. Then, confidential marketing, usually 2 to 4 months. The business is presented to a targeted list of qualified buyers under an NDA. For care homes, this typically includes regional operators, corporate groups, REITs, and private equity-backed platforms. Offers and heads of terms follows, roughly month 4 to 5. Interested buyers submit indicative offers. You then negotiate heads of terms with the preferred buyer, covering price, deal structure, completion conditions, and any deferred or contingent consideration. Due diligence then takes place, typically lasting from month 5 to 8. The buyer's team examines financial records, CQC compliance history, employment contracts, property surveys, and operational data. This is where preparation really pays off. Well-organized records accelerate the process. The CQC process runs concurrently with due diligence. This is unique to regulated care businesses. For a share sale, the buyer notifies CQC after completion. This is typically faster, as the existing CQC registration remains with the company. For an asset sale, the buyer must apply for new CQC registration before completion. This process takes approximately 16 to 20 weeks and requires a split exchange and completion structure. Many sellers prefer share sales for this reason, but the choice depends on tax planning, the buyer's existing corporate structure, and any liabilities within the company. Finally, completion, at around month 8 to 12. Contracts exchange and complete. Staff transfer under 2P regulations. The registered manager either continues in post or a new manager is installed, with CQC approval if required. There are important tax considerations as well. The April 2026 Business Asset Disposal Relief Tax changes are directly relevant. The capital gains tax rate under this relief is increasing from 14% to 18%, with the lifetime allowance remaining at £1 million. For a care home owner selling a business for £3 million, with £1 million of qualifying gains, the difference between the old 10% rate and the new 18% rate is £80,000 in additional tax on that first £1 million alone. Inheritance tax is also a factor for family-owned care homes. Business property relief currently allows trading businesses to pass free of inheritance tax, but proposed changes to agricultural and business property reliefs could affect succession planning for care home owners who hold both the operating business and the freehold property. So why is 2026 a strong year to sell? Well, several factors make the current market unusually favorable for care home sellers. First, record investment volumes. The £12 billion in 2025 healthcare transactions signals sustained institutional appetite. Then, aging demographics. The UK needs 1